I still don't know what the fuck this means. I don't know what this means. Oscar Felix, PhD in human resources, says that privilege is not having to constantly spend energy making sense of what others take for granted. What the fuck does this mean? Now he takes the concept and his own definition of privilege for granted. I, right now, am expending energy trying to figure out what the fuck this means. I'm expending energy trying to make sense of something he takes for granted. So thus, I don't have privilege? Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, stupid. If you're looking for a fucking safe space, you really fucked up today. Yes, you can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, it's a fucking fact. Just like it's a fact that Fort Collins is 82% white people, and it's a fact that the crime right here is almost non-existent, it is a fact that I am right, and you are wrong, and you can go fuck yourself. Yes, you can. You can fuck yourself right up your ass. That was the cruise missile of my intellect being launched, but I was busy pulling the tea bag out of the mug of hot water. It was not a sex joke. Tea bag, ha ha ha. And a mug of hot mint tea. Look, I'm real serious about this. What the fuck does this mean? Privilege is not having to constantly spend energy making sense of what others take for granted. Okay, so Felix, with his PhD in human resources, who's never had a real job in his life, he takes the concept of privilege for granted. He takes his own definition of privilege for granted. I am expending energy trying to make sense of this, therefore, by his own definition, I don't have privilege. I don't know what the fuck this means. After the previous episode, I wrapped that up, and I was looking at, where's the fucking interwebs? I was getting the links and everything, and I bumped back over here to the Human Rights Campaign, hashtag resist. And I'm scrolling down, we've got the Summer of Action. The HRC is launching a historic grassroots effort with more than 250 grassroots. What's this? It's grassroots. It's grassroots. Grassroots. That needs to go in the lexicon. Grassroots. Any organization attended by large numbers of useful idiots. That's what grassroots means. Grassroots. And a grassroots. I'm working on this. I'm working this out. Grassroots. An event or movement attended or supported by useful idiots. ...250 grassroots events from coast to coast to spur millions of supporters to unite, resist, enlist. So then we've got resisting Trump's attacks. Since the moment he walked into the White House, Donald Trump has attacked the progress we, the royal we, have made towards full equality for the LGBTQKKK community and undermined the rights of countless Americans. Yes, because certainly Obama never undermined anyone's rights by signing indefinite detention. NSA, listening to people's conversations, reading their emails, no rights have been undermined there. And of course, you know, it's just Americans. Now all those, what do you call those things? Those those things in those other countries. Oh yeah, Muslims. All those Muslims that, you know, Hussein Obama murdered with missiles launched from flying robots. Well, you know, fuck their rights, right? Oh, Donald Trump, evil. All right, so then we scroll on. There's some more. We scroll on to, oh, all LG. Here's the Equality Act. All LGBTQ KKK Americans deserve a fair chance to earn a living and provide for their families. And this bill will help ensure that all employees are hired, fired, or promoted based on their performance, which is exactly not what you're interested in. There's no performance involved. You're trying to get quotas. This whole thing where you're trying to pretend that you're interested in performance and meritocracy when diversity by its very diversity is anti-meritocracy. The concept of diversity, we must hire people because they identify as fairies. We must hire people because they identify as unicorns. We must hire a certain percentage of transsexual people. Right. This is not meritocracy. This is not performance based. Furthermore, there is no such thing as fair. No, they do not deserve a fair chance to earn a living. If you create value, where's, God damn it, God fucking damn it, the book Beyond Success and Failure. Guys, if I know I keep saying it, you need to read this fucking book. I don't want to hear your fucking, I don't want to hear your excuse, I don't have time to read a book, great one. Well, fuck you. Hang on. Let me see if I can find this real quick. That book just talked about this. I just read it this morning. Oh, is this it? Is Markins the manipulator? Nope. All right, I give myself 10 seconds, then I have to move on. Hi, ho, ho, ho! No, that's not it. God damn it. All right, anyhow, the book talks about how, you know, the child expects other people to provide for them in order to become a full-fledged, self-sufficient adult. You can no longer expect people to give you things just because you deserve them. You have to create value for other people. That's not the phrase they use. That's my phrase. But it's the same fucking thing. It says you have to create things for other people to consume if you want to get the things from them for you to consume, is kind of essentially how they put it. There is no fair. There's no fairness. If you create things that other people want, whether it's goods or services, then you can get things from those people in return. But this isn't, it's not fair. It's an exchange. It's an exchange of value. The reason that these organizations like, what the fuck are these people? HRC. Their power comes from infantizing, in this case, homosexuals, the LGBTQ KKK community, by going to these people and telling them, you know, if you don't support us and if you don't unite and resist and enlist and all this other shit, that you're never going to get a job and all this other shit. These organizations that claim to be helping minorities and helping homosexuals and helping disenfranchised people and people like Oscar Felix, who thinks that, you know, oh, he's making college safe so students here can be welcome, valued, and affirmed, and all of this other shit. No, these people, they're infantizing you. They are making you into children who need them, people like Oscar Felix and organizations like the HRC, in order to make it through your life. Because if you were not a child, if you did not need external validation, if you did not need someone to force somebody to give you a job, right? If you are not helpless, Oscar Felix doesn't have a job anymore. If you are not helpless, all the people who work at HRC no longer have jobs. And I'm sure these people are not working for free. Let's see. Let's look. Shop. Oh, you can buy stuff. I'm sure they hate capitalism. I'm sure they hate capitalism. And of course, there's a donate button. Oh, you bet your ass there's a donate button. I want to find out. Where's the about us? Oh, God. Yep, they got a lot of, they got t-shirts you can buy and all this other horseshit. Please wait, I'm waiting. Thank you, Internet, I'm waiting. HRC releases heartbreaking new video featuring dreamer and sexual assault survivor. Oh God, this dreamer thing. This is the new, they're dreamers. No, they're, oh my God. The dreamers. Oh, Donald Trump is going to exterminate all the dreamers. I mean, just when I see something like this, the days when you could say something like, oh, she was, I'm assuming it's a woman. Oh, here we go. HRC releases a powerful new video featuring Yurendia, a 22-year-old queer DACA recipient and sexual violence survivor. You know, there might have been a time when I'd have had some sympathy for this person, but this person is just a useful idiot. This stupid fucking Yurendia, or whatever the fuck her name is, how it's pronounced, she's a useful idiot. She's letting these people fucking use her. They are selling merchandise and taking donations. They are using her. She is a useful idiot. They are telling her that she is a child, that she can't fucking survive without their help. They are using her. And that's why I don't give a shit about these people. When I see, oh, look, let's read the article. Fuck it. Let's click on the fucking link here. This other thing is still not even coming up. This is their fucking donation page. It's because I have scripts blocked. That's why. All right, fuck. I really want to see the fucking donation. Here we, goddamn, donation amount. Oh, you can donate $35, $50, $75, $100, or $250. Wow, you can donate money. Become a, I still want to know, where's your... Yeah. Quote, it was not until I had DACA that I felt human enough to walk into a police station and report my abuser. Okay, once, what, God damn it. What am I standing here talking about? External validation. So because the government of the United States did not acknowledge you as a DACA status, you didn't feel human. So you feeling human enough to do something about the fact that you were supposedly, allegedly, sexually assaulted or abused or whatever the fuck it is. What does this mean? Sexual violence survivor. See, that means nothing. That means nothing. So this woman, she didn't feel human until an external force, the government of the United States, granted her a particular status, a made-up status that was created by writing words on a piece of paper. Only then did she feel human. Well, sweetie, if you need external validation from the government in order to feel human, you're not human. You're less than human. This is what I'm talking about. Inferior people versus superior people. Superior people do not need external validation to feel human. Inferior people need external validation to feel human. Inferior people need help to feel good about themselves, to get jobs, to have a sense of value and worth, to find their purpose in life, which is protesting Donald Trump for many of you. Sorry, sweetie. No, I'm not watching the video. Not watching the video. Back to where we started. So then you scroll down, we've got stop the hate. It's time we put a stop to hate violence. Oh, a stop to hate violence as opposed to love violence, as opposed to ambivalence violence. Join us and show the world that love conquers hate. Yeah, kind of like love trumps hate. I saw love trumping hate all over the place in the election. Okay. Hashtag eyes on Chechnya. I think I'm pronouncing that wrong. Is it Chechnya? Oh, God. Sorry, guys. I'm not trying to mutilate the name of your country. I'm really not. Chechnya. Fuck. Does it have the pronunciation? That's in fucking... Hang on. I'm trying to see if they have the pronunciation on the Wikipedia. Dude, the pronunciation is in Russian. I can't read Russian. How do I fucking pronounce this country right? God damn it. That's not Chechnya. That's a different country. Is it? Shit. All right, so I'm going to mispronounce your country the entire time. Sorry, guys. Not doing it on purpose. As gay men have been rounded up, tortured, and even killed in the Russian Republic of Chechnya, HRC has taken action to help put an end to the atrocities. Really? So right above this, we're going on about Donald Trump and how he's attacking your progress and undermining your rights. But down here, well, here in Chechnya, why homosexuals are being rounded up, tortured, and killed. And what action are you taking? What exact action are you taking? Well, let's click on this. All right, great. No, don't see anything about your action. HRC has taken action. Oh, from working with U.S. administration and Congress. Oh, they're taking action. They're working with the government of the United States, which has no control over what happens in other countries. See, notice that they're not in any contact with reality. So let's say that Billy is over there and Billy has a baseball bat and Billy is beating the shit out of a homosexual. But then Sally's on the other side of the street. So if I walk over and start talking to Sally about Billy beating the homosexual with the baseball bat, that's not taking action, okay? Billy is the person I need to talk to about Billy beating the homosexual with a baseball bat. Talking to Sally doesn't help because Sally doesn't control Billy. What's really happening here is that, of course, that these fucking pieces of shit at HRC love the fact that homosexuals are being rounded up in this country and tortured and beat and killed or whatever the fuck is happening. Because think how much money they're making in donations. Okay, from working with U.S. administration and Congress to activating our membership and raising up our voices together. HRC has sent a clear message that we have our eyes on Chechnya and that the human rights violations must stop. They have a hashtag. I'm sure, I really fuck, you know, that's all we needed to stop the Nazi concentration camps. If there just would have been a fucking hashtag, don't gas Jews, then no Jews ever would have been gassed. Do you people not fuck? No, you don't. And that's the point. These people do not understand that social media is not reality. We have a hashtag. We're raising awareness. We're raising our voices. We're activating our membership. Yes, I'm sure people in Chechnya who are fucking killing homosexuals really give a shit. I'm sure they're sitting around going, hey, look, a bunch of white homosexuals in the United States are hashtagging, we'd better stop killing Jews. I mean, homosexuals. Whoever the fuck it is we're killing this week. Okay, your fucking hashtag doesn't stop people from killing other people. You're a bunch of fucking idiots. This is all about attention whoring, and it's about money. Take action. There's a take action button. Let's click the take action. Let's see what can you do? You can learn more. You can speak up. You can go on Facebook. Take action. You can join the HRC in urging the White House to speak up. I'm waiting. You can support the survivors. Uh-huh. But why don't you help some of these homosexuals get out of Chechnya and go to Canada? You know, Canada, the fucking paradise, unicorn farts. Okay, yeah. Oh, it's taken a bunch. Oh, here's the actions. HRC, here's the actions HRC has taken. They launched a website. They presented President Chad Gross sent a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. They sent a letter to the Secretary of State. Oh, my God. Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Here, now we're getting serious. On April 12th, HRC sent out a membership action email. Wow. I mean, launching things into space and building skyscrapers, this is a true achievement. They sent out a membership action email. Things like generating electricity, running into a burning building to rescue other humans, doing our open heart surgery. See, those things don't compare to the fucking faggot pieces of shit at the HRC who sent out a membership action email. Wow. Just wow. On the May 9th, they staged a protest rally outside the Russian ambassador's residence. Whoa! Ooh. On May the 15th, HRC penned an op-ed in The Advocate. They wrote an op-ed piece in The Advocate. Ooh, they have met with and spoken repeatedly with officials at the U.S. State Department. Now, you know, back in World War II, people who were trying to help the Jews escape actually did things like hid Jews in their house, gave the Jews food, water, supplies, money, fake passports, helped to physically get the Jews out of the concentration, well, probably not so much out of the camps, maybe occasionally. Did anyone ever escape from the concentration camps? Not the POW camps, but like the Auschwitz and stuff. I wonder if anyone ever actually escaped from those. I don't know. But I mean, all these people in World War II helped Jewish people actually physically get out of Germany before they were caught and rounded up. Right. Once again, are any of you faggots going to Chechnya and helping homosexuals there get out of the country so they don't get killed? No, of course not. Because in Chechnya, they don't have modern antibiotics. They don't have running water. They may not have reception for your fucking iPhone. So you're going to stay right here in the fucking United States of America, where you can complain about white people's privilege while enjoying all the privileges that white people have granted to you, like electricity, flush toilets, iPhones. And you can sit here and fucking whine on the internet and do absolutely nothing. You are doing absolutely nothing. You are doing absolutely nothing. This is why I fucking despise you. Again, I understand you people are stupid. I don't care. I do not hate you because you're homosexuals. I don't hate you because you identify as unicorns. I hate you because of this right here. You are fucking running around doing all of the, oh my God, to Chechnya, homosexuals are being killed. Give us money. If you care about those people so fucking much, get your ass over there and do something about it. You don't give a shit. You're using these people as props in order to garnish sympathy from the useful idiots so that the useful idiots will give you money. And there's more. Oh my God, they wrote a letter to President Trump. Wait, hold on. Just over here, you're telling us about how Donald Trump is going to kill all the homosexuals and he's rolling back all your rights. Now, you're writing letters to Donald Trump and asking for his help. I hope Donald Trump took that fucking, well, I hope he took your email because you didn't write it on a piece of paper. I hope Donald Trump took your email, printed it out, and then wiped his ass with it. You fucking faggot pieces of shit. You actually sit here and you write shit on your fucking website. Hold on. We're going back. I don't want to fucking misquote. You actually write shit like, since the moment he walked into the White House, Donald Trump has attacked the progress we have made towards full equality for the LGBTQKKK community and undermined the rights of countless Americans. It says down here, Donald Trump said to, quote, ask the gays, unquote, whether or not he is a friend to the LGBTQKKK community. His long record on anti-LGBTQKKK rhetoric and action speaks volumes. And you want this man to fucking help you? Are you people? Yeah, you are. Once again, I'm going to ask a stupid question. Are you really this stupid? Yes. Yes, you are. Because you just think that, well, we're homosexuals. Everyone's just supposed to go along. No one's supposed to ever call us on our bullshit. We're homosexuals and we care. We're into diversity and fairness and equality. You can't call us on our bullshit. Oh my God, down here it says at the bottom of the website, this isn't what we're talking about today, by the way. This has nothing to do with what I was going to talk about. Down at the bottom of the website here on the footer, it says, let's prove that equality always wins. Let's take back our country. Donate now. This is all I still want. Where? Why can I not find any information on here about who runs this organization? What are your names? Who are you? Resources. Explore. My God. Topics. Transgender children. There's no such thing as transgender children. Children are barely even self-aware, much less the bisexual fact. FAQ, oh my God. Coming out at work. You're at work. You're not at work to talk about your sexuality, people. This is the problem. When you're at work to do your fucking job. It doesn't matter if you're a tranny or a bi or a unicorn or an attack helicopter. Okay, that should not matter. If you're at work and you're doing your job, nobody gives a fuck. Man, hi, I'm a tranny. Okay, good. Shut the fuck up and do your job. This is when you sit here and you talk about merit, when you try to sit here and go, we need a fair chance. No, you have a fair chance. Go to work, do your fucking job, and shut up about being an attack helicopter, and nobody will care. No one will fucking care. In theater, I work with homosexuals all the fucking time. You know what? Almost none of them go on about being homosexuals. We go in, we do our fucking jobs, nobody gives a shit. I like pussy, they like dick. Some people like pussy and dick, some people don't like either. No one I work with fucking needs to talk. We don't give a shit. We're doing our fucking job. This is your goddamn problem, is that your entire life revolves around the fact that you identify as a fucking unicorn. If you could just do your fucking job, no one would care that you identify as a unicorn. They wouldn't. No one would give a flying shit what you identify as if you're competent. You're not competent. That's why you have to make a big deal out of being a fucking unicorn or a tranny or an attack helicopter or a fairy or a fucking muskrat or whatever the fuck you think you are. And this isn't just the homeless. This goes for all of you. This is the racial thing. This is the sexual gender thing. All of it. It's all, oh, I can't get a job because I'm black. No, you shut up and do your fucking job. You'll get a fucking job. No one will give a shit that you're black. Stop playing these fucking cards, people. Because you're just announcing to the world that you know you are incompetent. Finding insurance for transgender-related healthcare. God. Topics. All right, I'm still looking for, I want to fucking know, like, who is the board of, all right, well, fuck. Human Rights Campaign. All right, let's fucking go to Google so I can be spied on. Google.com. Human Rights Campaign. Oh, one of the things that comes up in Google is Human Rights Campaign cancel donation. Board of Directors. This is what I want to know. Why is this information not on the fucking website? Well, there's links to it. It's not in the fucking menu that I could find. All right. Board of Directors. Wow, that's a lot of people who have very empty lives. Okay, it's a list. I was hoping for pictures. Leadership, staff. Oh, God. Oh, soy boy. Well, he's homosexual. God, you're not even homosexual. I was going to say she's kind of cute, but actually she's not. Chad Griffin, president. Johnny Madison. Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Wait. I'm seeing an awful lot of white people here. Okay. No, that's not what I'm laughing at. Give me a second. Okay, the Human Rights Campaign organization has a director of diversity and inclusion. Okay, isn't your entire organization supposed to be about diversity and inclusion? Why does an organization whose purpose, according to what they claim, is to foment diversity and inclusion, why do they need a director of diversity and inclusion? Oh my fucking God. Oh my God. Let's read her bio. As always, I want to know what kind of education these people have. Is it going to tell us? Probably not. Oh my God. Nicole Cozier has 20 years of nonprofit experience. 20 years. So she's never had a real job. She's worked for nonprofit organizations her entire life. Oh, most of Nicole's career has been focused on gender equality. No fucking way. Nicole began her career in women's health and reproductive health and rights for organizations including Planned Parenthood. Oh, there's a shock. Remember, guys, you want to see the biggest fucking turnaround on abortion? I'm telling you. Somebody finds evidence that there is a gene that is related to homosexuality, and then they start testing for that gene, and women start aborting babies because the baby might be homosexual. I pray There is no God, but I wish there was a God I could pray to for that to happen, so we could see the homosexuals suddenly lose their shit about abortion. Oh God, the entertainment value. You think the fucking Donald Trump election, you thought that Hillary versus Trump, you thought that was entertaining? You get women aborting children because the children might be homosexual, you are going to see entertainment the likes of which you have never fucking imagined possible. God, I fucking pray for that. Here we go. Oh, no. She holds an MBA and MS from Temple University, as well as an honors bachelor degree from University of Toronto. In what? In what? But what's important is that down here at the bottom is a big donate now button. Ah, yes. Donate now, you fucking useful idiots. Policy and political affairs. Oh, all right, I'm not gonna lie. This one's kind of cute. She's kind of cute. Oh, so now we're down to policy and political affairs. Boy, there's a lot of scum here. Project One America, because of course that's diversity, right? When we make everybody one. When we eliminate all dissenting opinions. When nobody is allowed to think differently anymore. You can say you think differently by buying an iPhone. Public education and outreach. Oh my God, these are some ugly women. Candace Gingrich. She has the same last name as Newt Gingrich. That must be absolutely painful for her. And in some ways, I kind of understand. I would not want to have the same fucking last name as Newt Gingrich either. Oh my God. Oh, these people. Whew. All right. Jennifer Pike Bailey is actually kind of cute. I'm not going to lie. I mean, all right. Based on this picture right here, I'd bang her. A great one. Why do you always have to fucking reduce everything to whether or not you would bang women? Gosh, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I'm baffled. Just fucking baffled. Oh, there's a picture. Yeah, she's still kind of cute. I married Joel Bailey. If that's her... It looks like her. Yeah, she's married. Wait, whoa, she's participating in the patriarchy. She has a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Public and Environmental Affairs. Oh. She's pretty cute, though. Not lying. All right. Yeah. But really, yeah, that's her. Oh. Well, she's doing her job. She didn't marry a white man. That was harsh. Because I'm assuming that's her husband, which is, I don't have any evidence of that. Or it might just be the lighting. No, that's her. All right, hang on. Let me come over here. Oh, great one. You're racist, you're sexist, you're homophobic. You expect people to, you know, advise. Yep. No, all right, that is the husband. No, I'm not saying he's necessarily bad looking either. Just saying he's not your typical American white guy. He looks like he could potentially be Muslim. Yeah, she's cute. All right, keep her moving. If Adam Pigott was here, he'd be like, dude, can we fucking move on now? Have you beaten this into the ground yet? Are you done? Are you done? Are you done? Are you done, mate? Are you done? Oh, I almost had an Australian accent there for a minute. I almost had girls listen to my podcast. All right, advice. All right. Now, you say, great one. Is there a point to any of this? There is. All of that was the build up to the Chechnya thing. That was the point. Because I saw the Chechnya thing and I saw the thingy about how in Chechnya, supposedly, according to these wackos, homosexuals are being... there's the resist. We're going to resist. Homosexuals are being rounded up and beat and tortured and all this other stuff. So I said, oh, really? In this Chechnya place? Well, let's go have a look at something, because I'm a little curious about Chechnya. Homosexual says right here on the Wikipedia, it must be true. In 2017, it was reported by Novaya Gazetska and human rights groups that Chechnya authorities, the government, so remember the government, those of you who are statist, without the government, who's going to build roads? Gotta have a government. The Chechnya authorities had allegedly, oh, I love the word allegedly. That is, allegedly, lexicon, hold on. Allegedly, code word for give me attention and money. Chechen authorities had allegedly set up concentration camps, one of which is in Argun, where gay men are interrogated and subjected to physical violence. Wow. I mean, that sounds a whole lot like something Donald Trump would do here in the United States, right? Because he's rolled back freedoms and he's coming for the homosexuals and, oh my goodness, oh, terrible. Ooh. Yeah. Over here it says, since March 2017, a violent crackdown on the LGBT community led to the abduction and detention of gay and bisexual men who were beaten and tortured. More than 100 men and possibly several hundred men were targeted. At least 3 and reportedly as many as 20 were killed. Well, Tom, how many people are dead there? Well, Jim, there's 300,000 people dead. Well, are there 300,000 people dead? Well, no, we're just reporting it, though. It's alleged. The precise numbers of those detained and killed is unknown, but that's not going to stop us from making numbers up. No, of course not. A panel of expert advisors. Expert advisors. I don't know. Did these expert advisors perhaps go to Chechnya? A panel of expert advisors to the United Nations Human Rights Council, boy, there's a group of people who should be exterminated, reported in early 2017 that, quote, these are acts of persecution and violence on an unprecedented scale in the region and constitute serious violations of the obligations of the Russian Federation under international human rights law. Notice how nobody can just say, this is where being an anarchist is so fucking wonderful. See, I just look at this and go, hey, look, you're initiating aggression against other people. I don't need to invoke the United Nations Human Rights Council. And these are acts of persecution and violence on an unprecedented scale in the region. Not unprecedented, because, you know, we had the Armenians got slaughtered by the Turks. We had the Jews get slaughtered by the Nazis. They had, you know, lots of slaughtering going on in history. But this is unprecedented scale in that region. And it's the obligations of the Russian Federation. Notice how everything is viewed and understood and seen as being in relationship to government. See, it's not a matter of, look, there's these people who are killing other people. It's not about people. It's these acts where they violate the Russian government's obligations to the human rights laws. Who gives a fuck about the Russian government, and who gives a fuck about your fucking laws? Your laws that obviously aren't doing any fucking good. Oh, how many times has the Great One fucking explained to you morons out there that laws don't change people's behavior? Okay, it's against the law to kill homosexuals. Well, these people in Chechnya don't really give a fuck, do they? Your law doesn't fucking change people's behavior. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, in March 2017, the Moscow-based gay rights group GayRussia.ru requested permission to hold gay pride rallies in four cities. What? Okay, guys. If you fucking homosexuals are so awesome, why do you need permission from the government to hold a rally? Oh, that's right. Because shut up. Although the group's application was denied, the request touched off a wave of anti-gay persecution in the region. Yeah. Because once again, because when you're going out there and you want to hold your little homosexual rally in order to get attention, in order to get external validation. See, in some countries, see, in the United States, you can get away with that. Because in the United States, Western civilization is very tolerant of your behavior. I know you think it's intolerant here. This is the amazing part. You think the United States, you think that white people like me are intolerant of your homosexuality. Yet in these other countries, you want to hold your little homosexual protest, and what happens is you end up getting killed. And you think Donald Trump is your enemy. You think I'm your enemy. Once again, for the stupid people, if there's any homosexual who's made it this far, understand, I do not hate you because you are homosexual. I don't give a fuck. I hate you because you constantly need external validation. You're emotionally and intellectually immature. And I hate you because you want to force me to approve of you. It's not enough for me to simply leave you alone and let you do what you want. You need to use the violence of the government, funded by my tax money, to force me to actively approve of you. Don't tell me you don't. You are forcing people who make wedding cakes to make wedding cakes for you. By the way, I've thought about going into business making wedding cakes, because you know what I would do to the wedding cakes of homosexual couples? I would urinate in it. Say, Great One, no, I'm not joking. It's not going to kill anybody. You won't even know it's there. It's just the principle. This is why I hate you. Because you're stealing my money, and therefore my time, from me via taxation in order to finance the government, forcing me to approve of you. That's why I hate you. It's not because you're homosexual. It has nothing to do with where you put your dick. It has to do with your theft of my time and my money. It has to do with your attempts, your desires to use violence to force me to approve of you, because you cannot survive without external validation. I do not hate you because you are homosexual. I hate you because you are inferior. You are not inferior because you're homosexual. You are inferior because you need constant external validation. Blah, blah, blah. Secret prison. Blah, blah, blah. Protest. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, look. LGBT activist groups in France reported they had filed a complaint with the International Criminal Court. Oh my God! Once again, you're not going to go to Chechnya and actually find some homosexual men and say, hey, we're going to get you the fuck out of this country so that you don't get killed. Oh, fuck. Or you're not going to smuggle some guns in there so the homosexual men could shoot the people who are coming to torture them. No, 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 no. You're going to go to the government and file a complaint. Whoa. Yeah. God damn it. Fucking losers. So I'm looking at all this, right? I'm over on the other HRC website, and I see that there's these homosexuals being tortured in Chechnya or something. Okay, great. So I'm thinking to myself, Chechnya, homosexuals being tortured. All right. I wonder, what is the dominant religion in that country? Would anybody like to take a wild guess? Islam is the prominent religion in Chechnya, practiced by 95% of those polled in 2010. Chechnyans are overwhelmingly adherents to the Sahih Muhammad of Sunni Islam. Yeah. See, what we need here is more diversity. We need more Muslims in the United States. Because if we get more Muslims over here, the homosexuals won't have to worry about Donald Trump rounding them up, putting them in concentration camps, and butt-fucking them to death. Chechnya is a highly conservative Islamic society in which homophobia is widespread and homosexuality is taboo. LGBT people are in danger not only of persecution by the authorities, but also falling victim to honor killings by their own relatives by tarnishing family honor. Yes, that's what we need to bring to Western civilization, a culture where people kill members of their own family for being homosexual. This is why I hate you. Not because you're homosexual. I hate you because you want to bring these people to the place where I live. And you are so fucking dumb that you do not know. You're bringing the people here who are most likely to fucking kill you for having a dick shoved up your ass. And this is why, when I read this thing, I got no sympathy. I got no sympathy for none of you.